some point, it is hoped that we will get to Spain and take a look at that test engine, to open the engine up.
A solution to the ferry Fairweather's problems might be in the Mediterranean. And it's a battle of the bellies this weekend in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more just ahead. An airline name familiar to Alaska and Pacific Northwest travelers is flying away, but its airplanes will stay aloft with new colors. This week, the parent company of Horizon Air said the brand will be phased out this year. It'll be replaced with the smiling Eskimo face of its sister carrier, Alaska Airlines. Airline Chairman Bill Ayer says the name change will not affect customer service.
That was a difficult decision because we recognize the strength of the Horizon brand in the Pacific Northwest and employees' pride in that 30-year-old brand. However, this change is an important part of our efforts to bring our two companies closer together.
Air says internally, Horizon will remain a separate unit with the larger Alaska Air Group. Horizon pilots and staff will continue to work under separate union agreements with lower pay scales. The airline group expects it'll take a year or more to repaint all of Horizon's aircraft to Alaska's design and change airport signage accordingly. Meanwhile, profits are high at the company, and virtually every Alaskan and Horizon worker is flying home with a handsome bonus. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Seattle-based Alaska Air Group posted a $251 million net profit in the just-completed year. The company says it exceeded its financial goals and hit targets for improved on-time performance and customer satisfaction. Airline Chairman Bill Ayer says that means more than 12,000 employees have earned a record amount of incentive and bonus pay.
All of our employees participate in common incentive plans with the same goals. And Air Group employees this year earned $92 million through these plans, the highest ever. That equates to more than 1 month's pay for everyone and is consistent with our vision of sharing our success broadly with employees.
Air also announced the airline has ordered 15 additional Boeing 737 jetliners. He says the order positions Alaska Air for what he calls modest growth as the new planes get delivered between next year and 2014. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
A lawsuit over the Fast Ferry's engines is expected to be heard by a Juneau jury in March of next year. The Alaska Marine Highway System filed suit last March against Robert Director Incorporated, the East Coast shipyard that built the Fairweather and Chenega, and MTU Friedrichshafen, the German manufacturer of the engines. Ferry officials believe the engines were flawed. They allege defects and deficiencies in the engine blocks, cylinder liners, excessive engine vibration, damaged gear reduction units, and prematurely spent components. Production of the Model 595 engine has also been discontinued, and ferry officials say they're not getting enough parts. They accuse the ferry's builders of not fulfilling the contract, warranty, and service obligations. MTU Friedrichshafen denies the allegations, while Director has filed a counterclaim against the state. The shipyard claims that the Marine Highway System is refusing to release the warranty bond on the Chenega and still owes them over $820,000 for contract retentions and repair work. Both plaintiffs and defendants in the case are in the midst of setting production deadlines for documents as part of the discovery process. Previous pretrial benchmarks were postponed in anticipation of a negotiated settlement in the case. The Fairweather and Chenega were delivered in 2004 and 2005 as part of a $68 million contract with Director. They're both 235-foot-long aluminum-hulled catamarans. Each can carry 250 passengers and 35 vehicles and have a standard service speed of 32 knots. The Fairweather normally operates in southeast between Sitka, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The Chenega usually operates between Cordova, Valdez, and Whittier. The solution to Fast Ferry engine problems might lie near the mouth of the Mediterranean. State officials say a ship running between Spain and Morocco is having the same problems as the Fast Ferry's Fairweather and Chenega. All the ships use the same engines. Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the Spanish ferry is testing a modified engine.
They've run that boat now for a few years, and they continue to adjust the cylinders per se, modify the cylinders. And at some point, it is hoped that we will get to Spain and take a look at that test engine, to open the engine up to see if what the German engineers are thinking could possibly solve the problem.
The Fairweather could be sidelined soon if a solution is not found. The Chenega has a little more time. Options include replacing the engines with newer models or boring out cylinders and inserting custom-made sleeves. Alaska's ferry system has been working with MTU, which has paid for the work so far. Falvey says the system is also looking elsewhere.
We do have a project underway right now to look at other engine options. Maybe there are other engines besides MTU that are out there that may be more suitable.
The Juneau-based Fairweather is undergoing short-term engine repairs this winter in Ketchikan. It's tied up through April. The Cordova-based Chiniga is operating in Prince William Sound. A judge late last week rejected a sentencing deal for a Ketchikan man responsible for a fire that killed four children. The prosecution and defense proposed a one-year sentence for Jeff Williams. He fell asleep a little more than 3 years ago while cooking in his Ketchikan home. The resulting kitchen grease fire spread, killing four nieces and nephews, ages 3, 5, 11, and 17. The victim's mother and another sibling were not home at the time. Williams eventually pleaded guilty to one count of criminally negligent homicide. His attorney worked out the agreement with prosecutors based on the lower end of the sentencing range for a first felony conviction. But Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg last week decided he should apply a more stringent standard required when victims are children.
It seems to me that the legislative purpose is fairly clear, that a person who negligently causes the death of a victim under the age of 16 should receive an enhanced sentence in the range of 2 to 4 years rather than 1 to 3 years in the typical case or the presumptive case.
Defense attorney Luis Menendez asked for time to consult with Williams. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Williams, who was in his late 20s, could choose to go to trial on the original four counts of criminally negligent homicide. Assistant District Attorney James Scott said the two sides could also negotiate a new deal. The judge says Williams could also proceed to sentencing on a single charge that's part of the agreement. The fire took place on December 15, 2007, between downtown Ketchikan and the city's ferry terminal. A tenant escaped without injury, as did Williams. The fire department determined the home's smoke detectors were not working. The home was later torn down. And the moment you've all been waiting for, the official preview of the 2011 Belly Bowl, squashing Skagway for a second year in a row this Saturday night. Bean poles and not-so-slims are all welcome to compete for the sought-after titles and 45-cent trophies in Skagway this weekend. Reigning champions are traveling from all over Skagway to defend their status as world-class belly bowlers. And the brains behind the belly, you ask? Buckwheat Donahue, who sat with KHNS in an interview on Thursday.
So, second year in a row, first year must have gone well.
First year went very well, and we're hoping for a repeat of last year's excitement. We have a pretty good contingent coming down from Whitehorse again. CBC did a story on it yesterday. Also, what some people are looking forward to is that a guy named Denny Busson is going to be defending his second place finish on Saturday night, right? And plus, he lost to this woman named Claire, who is one of the bartenders at Bruco. And so anyway, Denny is going to try and redeem his character on Saturday night. And we've also heard stories that a guy named Jim Jewell is going to compete. And we're hoping to get people like Tim Borsi and Mike Corsmo and, you know, as many of our elected officials as possible to get out there and butt against each other.
What do you look for in a good belly bowler?
Well, surprisingly enough, people with big bellies did not win last year. It was all the short, skinny white people. And so we don't know how to change the rules to make it where fat people can win. But we'd like to see some people with real bellies out there. And, of course, you know, if somebody comes over from Haines, we will create a category just for Haines competitors.
Oh, right? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it'll be. We'll put a bunch of Skagwegians in charge of deciding what they'll win. So, you know, it could be kind of interesting.
Okay, it starts at 9 at the Bruco, and can you register on the spot?
Yeah, we don't take early registrations. In fact, we have a guest master of ceremonies coming up from Juneau this year. His name is Mike Sika, and that is a very familiar name to a lot of people in mm-hmm. Haines and Skagway. And he's a witty man, so I'm sure that some of his comments will be a catalyst for some derisive laughter.
And is it too late to train?
It's never too late to train for the belly bowl. All you have to do is, you know, like drinking beer and doing shots and stuff like that. And, you know, it's male and female winners. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a lot of interesting competition, yeah.
And don't take this the wrong way, but what is the point of belly bowling?
There is no point to belly bowling. It is just something to do in the winter. And we do have some unique rules. I don't know if you can put this on the air or not.
We'll try.
But one of the rules is that you cannot bump somebody from behind below the waist. So just remember, that kind of belly bumping is not cool.
Okay, so it's a family show.
It's a family thing. Bring the kids. Yeah, I think it should primarily be for, you know, adults.
How does one win Belly Bowl?
Well, we have three judges. You get style points. You also get points for best ring name. But the best thing is just using your belly to knock people out of the 9-foot circle. Because once somebody is knocked out of that circle, you're history. The longest that any round lasted last year was 31 seconds. Right? So, you know, if you have 31 seconds or less of energy inside your body, you too could be a champion.
How about you? Are you going to be on the mat?
Oh, I was last year, and a bunch of skinny white people put me down. I lost both of my matches.
Oh, a travesty.
Yeah, I didn't even last 10 seconds. Denny Boussant put me down the first time, right? And he hasn't let me forget that either.
Belly Bowl is this Saturday night at Skagway Brewing Company. It starts at 9 p.m. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.